Remember how wild the stock market was over Gilead Science? Hope you got your money back. It's the business news headlines for the first day of June. Thanks for being with us. Greed returns to Wall Street, and it's not necessarily what you think. So why is the market up? We've got some thoughts about that. The gig economy is on hold in some cities. Target is closing some stores. Think civil unrest. We've got the Wall Street Report. And for the interview, we'll be talking with entrepreneur Nicholas Hanstead and his startup, Locally.com. Now, if you love coffee, you're really going to enjoy getting to know Nicholas and his brand new adventure, Locally.com. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, ntpda.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the business news headlines. And by the way, welcome to June. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach us on Twitter? We are at IOB_NewsHour. Well, it wasn't that long ago, just a couple of weeks, when investors swarmed to Gilead Science and drove the price of the stock way up. Now, however, their drug Remdesivir has shown only a limited benefit in a large trial of more moderate patients with COVID-19. The result may shift perceptions of the therapy already cleared for use in several severe cases of the disease. In the Phase 3 trial, a group of moderately ill hospitalized patients getting the drug for 5 days showed a modest improvement compared to those getting a traditional standard of care. But another group getting the drug for 10 days didn't show a statistically significant improvement, which is likely to raise questions about why a longer course doesn't help more. Severely ill patients weren't included in the trial. What happened? Well, the shares fell by more than 3% today. And by the way, they are up 16% this year, largely on optimism around the drug. We bet that you didn't know there was a greed index. Seems like there's an index for just about everything, right? Well, there is such a thing. It's called the CNN Business Fear and Greed Index, which looks at the volatility index and 6 other gauges of market sentiment. And guess what? It's showing signs of greed for the first time since mid-February. The 7 indicators are each assigned a level from extreme fear to extreme greed to determine an overall reading for the market between 0 and 100. So anything over 55 indicates greed, while a reading below 45 suggests a level of fear in the markets. Well, guess what? The index hit a reading of 58 today. Investors are overlooking the growing unrest in the United States following a wave of protests in major American cities as a result of the death of George Floyd of Minneapolis just last month. Worries about a renewed trade spat between the United States and China aren't leading investors to flee the markets either. The index plunged into extreme fear territory in March as the COVID-19 pandemic led to massive shutdowns of the American economy. There were closures of schools, the suspension of live sports, entertainment, and many people were being forced to work from home. The index back in March, on March 12th, hit a low of, guess what, 2. The U.S. economy suffered its worst drop since 2008 in the first quarter, and it's likely to post its biggest contraction since the Great Depression here in the second quarter, with earnings expected to slide for the remainder of this year. However, investors are increasingly hopeful that the economy and corporate profits will bounce back sharply in 2021. But, and you knew that was coming, given the civil unrest and COVID-19, many are starting to fear a large spike in the pandemic, just as America starts to reopen our economy. So again, stay tuned. A global pandemic, racial strife, political upheaval, and a rising stock market amid all of the chaos. While it sounds a lot like 2020. It also has echoes all the way back to 1968. Both years featured history-making levels of turmoil, and both could end up being good years for investors. While the current market still has some ground to make up, the trend over the past 2 months plus has been aggressively higher, confounding observers who can't reconcile the disconnect. Well, maybe it shouldn't be such a surprise, though. In a market driven increasingly by dispassionate computers that run on algorithms and investors who, at least in theory, are always looking ahead, the tendency to gaze beyond the news of the moment is always there. To be sure, with things this tumultuous, there's always the threat that things could go south very quickly. I mean, any sign that the economy won't heal as quickly as the market is pricing, or that the geopolitical issues and social protests could be more destabilizing, all of that could hurt a market that's been boosted by the hopes of a quick turnaround fueled by policy accommodation on a scale never attempted before. Again, stay tuned. Well, the gig economy is taking a hit due to the social unrest here in the United States. Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash are suspending operations in some cities across the U.S. in order to comply with curfew orders. Uber has suspended services in Los Angeles, Oakland, San Francisco, and parts of Minneapolis. Lyft said it is also following local guidance to comply with curfews. The food delivery service DoorDash will also pause operations in cities that have curfews in effect. Yet another side of the economy that is shut down, at least partially, for a bit. Minneapolis-based Target Corporation announced they are closing some stores out of a concern for the safety of their employees. In addition, the company said they have altered their hours of operation. The closed stores are the Broadway store in Oakland, California, the Buckhead South Atlanta store in Georgia, a South Loop of Chicago, Illinois, Lake Street, Minneapolis, Minnesota. It had a goal opening of late 2020, but it is now closed. Uptown Minneapolis's their site is closed. Washington Square in West Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, closed. The company announced that employees impacted by store closures will be paid for up to 14 days of scheduled hours, including COVID-19 premium pay, and where it's possible, they will be able to work at other nearby Target locations. Well, stocks ended higher today as we start the month with rising hopes for a successful reopening of the economy. The gains come after back-to-back monthly increases for the stocks. The Dow closed up 91 points, while the S&P 500 climbed by nearly 0.4, and the NASDAQ added more than 0.6%. The S&P 500 closed at its highest level since early March, while the NASDAQ ended at levels not seen since late February. Stocks closely linked to the economy reopening led the slight gains. Carnival, Norwegian Cruise Lines, and Royal Caribbean were all up at least 5.5%. Hilton Worldwide climbed by 3.7%, and Marriott International, that was up by 7.4%. American Airlines and Delta advanced 7.4% and 4.6% respectively, while United Airlines, that is, advanced by 5.9%. Those gains were capped, however, by a 7.7% drop in Pfizer shares. And finally, there is this. People who are considered high earners, like startup founders, executives, and business owners, say they're in limbo as career opportunities dry up during the pandemic. The New York Times reports that urgency and anxiety is building for those seeking new jobs or career advancement as the months wear on. But a University of Pennsylvania professor who owns two businesses suggests being lean, flexible, and optimistic, saying, quote, "We were in a period of a lot of irrational exuberance. A lot of capital was available. A lot of people were getting by on swagger. I think those times are gone." End quote. Yeah, there's a little anxiety. Coming up next, you'll meet a new startup entrepreneur. His name is Nicholas Hanstead, and his startup is locally.com. Now, if you like coffee, and who doesn't, and if you like learning about those small batch roasters, you're going to love this conversation. Nicholas Hanstead from locally.com is coming up next.